Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Kyle, and welcome to Kylie's Conversation. Today in the conversation, we're going to talk about some football, talk about my health. It's hard to believe it's 2014, so stick around. The conversation begins right now. Hello. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten Son, that whoever not believe in him will not perish but have eternal life." Just think about that kind of as you're going through your day-to-day and what's going on. Welcome to Kylie's Conversation. It's your first show of 2014. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. That song you always hear is from Desire to Destroy. It's from Blind Divine. It's their 2006 album. It's called Time Is On Your Side. Check it out. I'm always into these weird bands that you never hear of, or you just kind of, wow, like, who is that? Never heard of them. That's kind of interesting. And today we're going to talk a little bit about some American football and European football. And first off, kind of big news in the Premier League is Arsenal has actually said they're not interested in Dimitar Berbatov. I love Dimitar Berbatov. I have a Xbox game, World Cup from 2006, and I love playing it because I can be Bulgarian and I get to play as Dimitar Berbatov, and he's my favorite player, and I have a Manchester jersey of him, and, you know, I think it's his loss. I mean, Tottenham, way to go, buddy. You get to keep your star, Berbatov. He's a great player. You know, I don't think they really need anybody right now at Arsenal. I think they got a great team. I don't think anything you know, they're not really looking for anybody. So, you know, I mean, if they were, I think they would take him if they were really looking for someone. You know, Austin Bingo, but he's not really, I don't think, he's got a decent team. I mean, they're doing really good. I mean, I would have not have, if you asked me at the beginning of the season, I wouldn't have put Manchester United at number one at the top of the Premier League. But I wouldn't have put them seventh either. I'd have put them probably maybe fourth, you know. I will say this, though. I have worked in, because I'm a chef, and I've worked in kitchens where you will go from one person running the kitchen to another person, and then they try to okay, the way we've done it when this guy was running the kitchen, it works. Why are you reinventing the wheel? You know, if you're winning games, why change up how you're doing it? And they'll try to change up, well, this is, he ain't running the kitchen anymore, and then you have all heck break loose because now he's wanting it done this way, and it's like, why are you reinventing the wheel? If it's working, don't fix it. That's how I kind of look at things, you know. And, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, to see, I'm still up and, I mean, because when you look at someone like David Moyse, I'm still up and down with him, because, like, there's things where I'm like, wait a minute, how in the heck do you do that? And then, like, it's getting to be almost like some of these games in the NBA or in the NFL where you're not even supposed to lose to this team, and you get blown away by them. And this team shouldn't even be in the NFL, they're that bad, and they beat a number one team, you know. It's, I mean, they'll win games they shouldn't win, and they'll lose games they should blow the team out of the water. And one thing I've never really gotten into is bowl games. I mean, with college football. I mean, as we talk about American football now, college football. Because I wish they would play, like, the final game, bang, season's over. And then maybe have a little, like, the NFL, have, like, a week off, and then the next week they play the bowl games. This season, the college football ending when it does, and then having that long of a break in between the final games and the bowl games, I just lose interest. I have no interest. Usually I'm working anyway. It's good time to New Year's and holidays. I have a very, very busy time in where I work. Excuse me. So it's one of those things that it's just crazy. I just lose interest. Okay, now I'm into the basketball mode, and it's like, okay, now they're doing these college, because I don't know how many of them keeps their rhythm. Because, like, when you're in the normal season, okay, you're having a game on Sunday or Saturday. Let's say it's NFL, you're having a game on Sunday. So Monday you're doing this. Tuesday you're doing this. Wednesday, same thing with college, but the game's on Saturday. Sunday you're probably doing this. Monday you're going to classes and you're doing this. Tuesday you're doing this. Wednesday and unless you somehow, the only way I'd have to, if I was a coach, okay, we're gonna keep it like, we'll even do like a mock game on Saturday just to keep you in the mindset of playing. I don't care if we have to get a high school team and get them out and come play with us. They'd probably get a kid. We're gonna scrimmage with the Penn State Nittany Lions. Keep you in the scheme of things of, having a game on Saturday here. That way you're not getting out. Because some of these teams that are so good, I think, when it comes time to the game, like when they went to the national championship game last year, Notre Dame, it's like, well, they had done, like, all season they weren't as bad as they were in the first half. They did more things wrong in the first half of that championship game than they had done all season combined. It was just so out of their element. It just makes you like, what the heck? I just don't know. I mean, the guest line is 1-718-305-6950. If anyone wants to chime in on what you think about that. I mean, do you think they should keep the games closer? And one thing I think is I think there's too many now. I mean, now they got like the Lysol toilet bowl and they got the Mr. Clean, shower bowl. And it's like, really? They need to have like the Rose Bowl, the championship game, these Motor City bowls, these Chevy Transmission Bowl, and just anything you can think of to put a bowl next to your game. Just so you can say you went. I mean, because there's times where I think when being from Lafayette, Indiana, where Purdue is, Danny Hope went to bowls. I'm like, if it was back when Coletta was around, he wouldn't have been going to a bowl, but Danny Hope did. So it's just crazy like that, And then it's just hard to believe. I'm on the sports kind of topics and talk about New Year's. It's just hard to believe that it's 2014. Like, where did the year go? I mean, like, this May I'll be 20 years out of high school. And it's just nuts. I mean, when you think about things, because one of my buddies, Bob Forsman, I've known him for a really long time. I've known him probably since, I would say, seventh grade or something. He does karaoke and stuff and has a DJ business. And I would live in a house, and I'm sure we all have this. Because, like, I was watching this billionaire special, and they said, you take someone like Bill Gates, when he's sleeping, he makes more interest on his money than Tom Cruise does on a movie. Billionaires. And there's a guy that will have, like, a house on Malibu. And let's say the houses next to him are like $5 million houses. Well, he's a billionaire. He'll offer like $30 million for a $8 million home, and they'll, okay, ain't going to get that. And they'll sell, and okay, and he's got the place, this whole area to himself. And, I have friends that like, oh, yeah, they're going to this conference here, they're going there, they're flying here, they're doing this. I'm like, oh, yeah, well, I was like 6 or 7 years old when I went to Disney World for the last time. Because I have a bunch of friends that are like, you know, you need to watch, oh, you watch this, right? You watch, I'm like, what channel is it on? Oh, it's on HBO. I'm like, I have not seen HBO or had HBO as a channel since I was like 8 years old, probably, when like Super Dave was on one of those. You know, I have not ever, you know, and they're like, you're kidding me. I said, no, I haven't been to Disney World since I was a little kid, since I was fascinated by the Mickey Mouse balloons, you know. And my dad took us on one of the mountain things, Space Mountain, and I was freaked out. I hate heights. I hate roller coasters. I'm not into rides, so that's not my thing. I'm not going to stand in. I wouldn't go in it anyways. Even if there was no line, I might consider the racers that were King's Island, maybe. And even that, I probably wouldn't go on, because I don't like roller coasters. I'm not a fan of speed. I hate heights. It's just me, you know. And I guess we all want to be, everyone thinks, like I knew about this, because I got to go see the Counting Crows, the band, and I knew what it was about, but they said, we're going to play with some really slow, so everyone knows what it's about, and it's a song called Mr. Jones. And the song basically is about you trying to be like your neighbors, the Joneses, and everyone wants to be like everyone else, and, you know, and even I wish, oh, maybe I was like him, yeah, but then everybody wishes, everyone thinks everyone else has got it made, when I bet you deep down most people are barely making it, you know. I mean, because I looked at a job one time in Kalamazoo. I'm like, I'll just go check it out. I got a sister up there. And I'm like, well, I've got like 13 days I'm taking off. And he goes, the guy about crapped. He goes, it'd take about 5 years working here before you got that much time off. He goes, I've had like 5 days in a row off once in like the last year and a half. And I'm like, I can take probably 13 days in a row off like 5 times a year. I get that much PTO where I work. It's almost too much. It's hard to use. You just have, you know, so, and it's just crazy because, like, you know, I'm going up to see my sister in Michigan, and I'll be able to get her on the show. Be able to get her on the show because she'll be at home. She's having foot surgery, so, you know, Lisa Tunier, you know, say a prayer for her. She's going to be having it done soon. I'll be going up there the 18th. Her hubby will be taking care of her for, like, the first couple, you know, for, like, the first week. And then I'll be taking care of her, you know, for, like, 15 days. And if anyone can tell me this, I'd love to know this, because I'm going up on Amtrak. I'm not even risking driving. I'm taking Amtrak. And if I was going to go on the 19th, of January to like the 31st of January, it was going to be like $190 round trip. But I just checked and I went and I asked them, well, if I leave on the 18th and I come back the 1st, we're talking $90 round trip. So, and I was better trained too, because my dad's like, you got to be kidding me. You're just going to Chicago. I'm like, well, the last time I came home from Chicago, we got on the train and we sat there and like, okay, we got to fill up. And we were on that little train, like the 2-car train with no, like, beverage car, nothing, for like 5 hours. And we were supposed to be there at like 8 o'clock, and I had to call, and now we're not getting to like 10 now. You know, so it's like, I want to be able to have on the way home, okay, if that were to happen, which it shouldn't this time, you know, I would at least have a diner car I can go to, or have a meal car, because it's a longer train that's going to like end destinations like Pennsylvania somewhere, but, you know, I love the train, you know. If I can manage it, I love taking the train, because half the fun's getting there, and you don't have to drive, you're just there, you can relax, have some meals on the train, it's a great time. Yes, I'm talking all over the gamut today, but what the heck, you know. It's just, everyone, I think, tries to wish they were someone else, and, you know, and it's just, you got to be happy with yourself. I mean, there's, I'm not going to mention any names, but there's a girl I was working with that she came up to me, and she's like, well, who is this? And da-da-da, and she was talking about the music, and I'm like, well, I'm like, okay. And I just had to be honest. I said, well, this is a CD, Third Day, and this will be played on Caleb. This is Christian music, and I think she's, I don't know if I got the vibe, kind of like, oh, here we go, Bible thumper. You know, and Christian, you know, like, it's Christian music, Taylor, da-da-da, you know, and when I got home, I Facebooked her two of their albums. Well, I Facebooked her two of their songs from YouTube. One was Your Love Is Like a River, and the other one was the Cry Out to Jesus, where they have, like, the beginning where he talks about how a lot of people come in with baggage and yada, yada, yada. You know, and she's like, oh, thank you so much. And I kind of have a feeling that I don't know what to get from it, because I kind of feel like she wants something that when all feels down, when nothing's going right, she wants to have something that at least says everything's going to be okay. And, you know, the lead singer of Korn is now a Christian. You know, Head is his nickname. And Brian was basically one day with his daughter, and she was singing the song Adidas, which is all day I dream about sex. And he's like, what am I doing teaching my kids? And he's become a Christian now. He's completely clean. And, you know, I don't try to push anything on anyone, you know, because strong Christ is a decision you have to make for yourself. And, you know, I don't know if she will follow Christ. We'll find out if she does or not. So, I hope she, you know, I hope she, you know, I don't really know what to do, because I've had people that will sit there and say, well, you know, when you can't help her, because a woman helps a woman, a man helps a man, and, you know, if she wants to know about God, I would help her. And if maybe I'd say, well, okay, you need to talk to this person, and they can help you. They can help you. So it's one of those things that, you know, I wish we would come together more in what we believe than what we don't believe. You know? And instead of saying, okay, hey, you know, well, you're not, because you're Catholic, you don't believe in God, da da da. I've done, I'm like, I don't want you. I'm done. I don't want to, I said, if you believe what you believe, okay, if you don't think I'm going to heaven because I'm Baptist and you're Methodist or he's Mormon and you're Catholic, whatever, you know. You know, and it's just, I just try to do what I do, and, you know, she wants more, you know, I might afford her some more songs and see what she, you know, see if she's like, okay, thank you, or like, stop, you know. But one thing, I was watching this special on the Men in Black, you know, because I did my last show, I've done a lot of shows on the paranormal, and I wanted to kind of touch on this for like the last 10 minutes, and I didn't realize it. I think it was either UFO Files or UFO Hunters, one of them. It was taken off the air. I didn't realize it, because they had the guy, the host, that was like the UFO hat, and he was like, oh, we were taken off the air, and they were getting calls saying, you guys are getting too close, stop, you know, and it's like, it just makes you wonder, you know, is it real? Are they really getting too close, or is it just like, okay, we're just going to do it, you know, because, I mean, when there was a guy that said, oh, I've seen, okay, this is the outer perimeter to Area 51 where the sign says, you know, you can't come, yada, 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 you know, no photography, no this, no that, and there was a guy that said, oh, you can go out probably a mile away from this, and there are sensors all on the ground that can sense you walking towards it. I was wondering, like, what would they do if you took Facebook and you got on like Facebook and you started a group, multiple groups, and you say, okay, hey, I'm looking for volunteers. We're gonna walk to Area 51. We're gonna get like a million people, firearms, you know, whatever, and we're just gonna storm Area 51. What are they gonna do? You know, they say like deadly force if necessary. What would they do if like 200,000 people just started walking towards Area 51? You know, and people in cars. You know, what would they do? I mean, what's there to hide? If it's a new airplane, ooh, what would they do? I don't think a new airplane would be that big of a thing unless it's something that, wait a minute here, unless there's technology involved that doesn't explain, okay, where are they coming up with this? Like I said in my last show, look at how far we've come in the last 100 years as far as technology. If you go back from 1914 to 2014, how far technology we've come compared to 1914 going back 700 years. Why? What? Oh, well, like we don't have that ingenuity? Like, we don't have that? Because there's this one guy that said, like, well, what? Like, humans aren't that smart? Like, we couldn't have done that? And this guy goes, well, that's not the point. The point is, okay, go back 100 years from now. And this is like 2 years ago. Look at the technology jump we've made in that last 100 years as opposed to the past 1,000 prior. We really haven't gotten that much in 1,000 years. In 1,000 years, we went from the iPhone 3 to the iPhone 4. But in this last 100 years, as an example, we've gone from the iPhone 3 to the iPhone 8. You know, we've made that big of a jump. It's just a hypothetical because there's no iPhone 80, but I'm just kind of saying, like, we've made massive leaps in technology. Where did that come from? I believe, honestly, that it's from reengineering. I mean, when they actually came up with that it was a UFO that crashed, there was panic. There was actually panic. They actually, when they did the Orson G. Welles' War of the Worlds, and they had it on the radio, when they used to do the radio shows back in the day, you know, they actually had to stop and say, folks, this is a radio show. This is not real. Because people thought it was and started to panic. You know, I mean, for some reason, whenever an object is caught on film or something that, you know, like these news stations capture this object on film and it can't be explained away, you know, you always get this NASA guy in there. Folks, it's not the end of the world. They're not coming to kill us all. Calm down. We can explain it. It's a weather balloon. Okay, calm down. They're not trying to kill us all. It's not War of the Worlds. I'm like, okay. So they're not trying to see us, to see what we are and how we live. They're not trying to observe us. You know? I mean, maybe they need something we have, and we need something they have. I mean, maybe their planet is, maybe their atmosphere is helium. Well, great. Now we trade one element for one element. We give them dirt, they give us helium. Now, you don't have to worry about a shortage of helium. We'll have enough helium now to cool down MRI machines. We'll have an unlimited supply. No more worrying about where you're going to get the helium for a balloon or for medical equipment to cool it down, as I said. It's all done, you know? Or maybe, who knows? Maybe they've got gold. And guess what? They're going to be able to bring us 50 million tons of gold, and it's going to make it worthless. That'd be funny. I mean, that's kind of the biggest oxymoron I've seen shows back in the day where people came out with these machines and put sand in here and out comes gold. And it's all scams. But I said, well, I'd be like, well, then how is that going to make me money? Because if you can just take sand and make gold, it's going to make it worthless. Because you can just, okay, here's a 50-pound bag of sand. Let's put it in. Let's make gold. Here's a, you know, I got 20,000 pounds of sand. You know, unless you sneak it into the market, you know. But anywho, it's just one of those things that just, it's, you know, it's like, why do they have this belief that they're trying to kill us? I mean, I look at it as, are they, I believe they're just trying to observe us as we observe, as we get a, as like we have a rover on Mars, that's a rover on Mars. Like the one guy said, he goes, I don't think anything, because there's one of the military people I was talking about, Bentwaters in England, when they had that UFO thing, and he goes, I don't believe there was any, something intelligent was controlling it, but there was not a being in the craft. It was like remote controlled. And, you know, it's like, to me, that's their rover. They're going through, they're observing us, you know, they're looking for things. Maybe there's something that this planet has that they need or are looking for. Who knows? Excuse me, but there's a lot of evidence that kind of indicates that when the Cold War was happening, we were about ready to blow our brains out with nuclear warheads, that there were things that were almost trying to protect us from doing that, like taking missiles offline and all these things. And I think, honestly, it was them trying to protect us, trying to keep us from killing each other. You know, like Ronald Reagan said, I believe this. If an alien race came down, I think our beliefs would diminish. I mean, you take an X-ray of somebody, you can't tell if they're white, black, Asian. I don't know what people are. I don't understand racism. I really don't. I mean, I'm a racist because I disagree with Obama, but, you know, besides the fact that I'm a racist because I disagree with Obama, I don't understand racism. I don't understand how you can hate someone just because they're Native American or whatever. No, I mean, when you take someone like Obama, who is an African American, because he comes from Africa, he's born there. I mean, you know, I know people that say they're African American, but I guarantee you they weren't born there. I know people that are white that were born in Africa, and they'll write African American on their thing, and they said, well, is this a joke, sir? What? You marked African-American? I said, I am. And they'll pull out their birth certificate and they'll say, here you go, here's my passports and stuff. I was born in Africa. So, you know, you sit there and you go, wait a minute. It's funny. When you have someone that marks African-American on their, on like a job application or something, they're white, but they were born in Africa. And then they, huh? Oh. You know, because I don't know, I'm not racist at all, except for being racist because I disagree with Obama. But, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, if they came out and said, okay, we're not alone, and I kind of feel like in the last minute of my show, you know, I got that they're slowly bringing this out so that by the time they say, yeah, we've been visiting in the past by extraterrestrials, and we've had knowledge of this stuff, people are going to be like, so? You know, I believe that for 25 years. You know? It's going to be where no one's going to care, you know, if they ever come out with it. Who knows if they ever will, but it just makes you wonder. So it does not mean, however, that just because I believe in life outside my planet that I don't believe in God. I still believe in God. I mean, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here. So I want to thank you all for checking out my show and listening in on the archives. My name is Kyle. God bless you and have a great day. Goodbye.